Hi everyone, it's me again, Stephanie Yoki. Today I'm going to be talking about mental health, and I had said in my previous podcast that I would try to have this structured, but then I thought to myself again that the nature of my podcasts are really not structured, and it's just going to kind of take away that element of, you know, flow for me, because this is my style. I like to literally just speak. You know, this is an outlet for me. This is a place where I feel like I can talk to people that I don't know and I trust, which is just interesting. Anyway, so today I want to talk about mental health and protecting your mental health and just kind of putting yourself in a safe space, right? And also being aware of mental health in the sense that other people can have things that they're dealing with that we may not know about and that even they may not know about. And so we should try to approach more people with a lot more compassion. So, you know, what is mental health? I know I said this wasn't going to be structured, but this is in my head. Like, what is mental health? And I'll be honest with you, I have not really, I mean, we all kind of know what mental health is. And when I say I've not really done any like in-depth research about it, it's, you know, I just mean I haven't done any studies, I haven't done anything, so I need to actually do a slight disclaimer from the beginning that I'm not a professional psychologist, I'm not a professional in any way. This is a layman's opinion about mental health. So I believe that mental health is anything really to do with the brain, and any, you know, we know that there are illnesses, we know that people get sick, have issues with their, you know, other organs in the body, the skin, the stomach, the lungs, whatever it is, but somehow there is a slight, I don't know if it's sort of like a subliminal forgetfulness of the brain as an organ. Like, we literally don't really consciously remember that the brain is also an organ that functions in different ways in different people and can be perfectly healthy for some and not perfectly healthy for others. And so that's how I look at mental health. It's literally anything to do with the brain. And, you know, in the same way that everybody is different, all our body chemistry and things like that is different. I strongly believe that all our brains are different and all our brains are not necessarily functioning equally, right? Now, that doesn't mean that one person is, you know, crazy and the other person is not. No, it means that you may be crazy in your own space and I may be crazy in my own space. You know, it just means that to an extent we all can carry some level of craziness. And, you know, I shouldn't even use the word craziness so loosely, because it almost implies that people with mental health issues are crazy, but I'm using that to kind of describe the fact that we all have some type of mental health issue at some point in time or another. It's like you even have a headache sometimes. I'm sure everybody has had headaches at one point or another. We all have things at one point or another. And so our brain may not necessarily be perfect all the time. Now, there are different things that can affect your mental health. And, you know, things like your environment, things like the people you have relationships with, things like the events that happen to you, the things that happen to you over the course of your life. And, you know, it could also be sudden things that happen to you. So it doesn't have to be necessarily something happening in your life, you know, over a long period of time. Something can also happen suddenly that can affect your mental health. Now, bear in mind that something can also happen that can affect your mental health positively too. So, you know, it's kind of like a good and bad, the two ends to the stick. Now, when I talk of that level of awareness, you know, parents generally, And I always specify Nigeria because that's where I'm from and that's where I really do know. So parents generally, when they give birth to their children, and this is really in Nigeria, you know, really for Nigerians. So if you're not Nigerian, just kind of also listen, because you can also learn from it. But I'm being specific to Nigerian parents, especially the ones from before my generation, the ones who gave birth to, you know, people in the millennials, the ones who gave birth. So maybe the baby boomers, I think that's what they're called. So, you know, they would give birth to children and they would care for these children. They really did love their children and did the best for their children in their own capacity, but didn't necessarily think of their children's mental health, right? They were very focused on, is the child eating well? Is the child growing well? But really did not even think, is the child's brain working well? You know, because sometimes everything a child does is attributed to, he's just a child. They don't really try to look between the lines to say, wait, yes, he's just a child. Yes, every child is different, but is this normal behavior? And is this something that we can look at and try to, you know, work on to help the child navigate this problem? So as such, we end up with many adults now, so we the millennials, who are now like sort of like in our, you know, should I say mid, you know, late 30s ish late 20s, 30s, early 40s, we are now like, we have a lot of us that are damaged in one way or another. We have a lot of us that do not know anything about our mental health. And we have a lot of us that just walk around thinking, well, what's wrong with me? Why am I like this? Why am I so, you know, this way? Why am I so that way? And they don't really know that something's wrong with them. And, you know, some of them might know that, okay, maybe I should go get evaluated and see what's going on. And some might not, you know, because they also don't even, they're not really aware of their mental health. And so they walk around, you can walk around hurting other people in one way or another and not even knowing you're hurting people. It's just really like, you know, complex. So I don't want to give any stories of anybody or anything, but you know, if you find that there's sometimes think about it. If you find that somebody is acting strange and this person is not understanding your point of view, I'm not saying your point of view is the perfect point of view, because you might actually be the one also acting strange and the other person is thinking the same thing about you. But, you know, try to be objective, you know, try to be as objective as possible. Sometimes read a book about it or read an article about it. There's so many articles. You know, the world is really an oyster for me right now, because the internet has just brought so many things together. You can do a lot of research. You can, of course, filtering out what is good information on the internet and what's bad information. You can always do your own research and kind of think about things, you know, objectively, especially when you have a close relationship with somebody and you feel like there might be a mental health issue affecting your relationship. And then see where you can discuss it with the other person, and then you guys can, you know, probably decide to go have some form of mental health evaluation. And yes, you would be surprised how many people can literally get into a state of, you know, just like an epiphany where their problems are really just solved just like that, just by getting their mental health evaluated, because you start to realize that, oh, so this is why this person acts this way. So I actually don't need to be angry at this person all the time, because I understand that this person doesn't even know what they're doing. They don't even, you know, they don't process information in the same way that I do. And so you can then approach people with a lot more compassion and understanding for their situation, and it will help you to kind of live better with that person. So I think the purpose of this podcast today is to urge people to be very, very aware of their mental health And in the same way that you probably get yearly checkups, you probably go to the gynecologist or, you know, other doctors to check on your health, I think it's important to also get a mental health evaluation every now and then. You know, if something traumatic happens to you in life, you know, perhaps the death of a loved one or something, don't just say, well, it's happened, it's gonna go. Seek a therapist after some time to kind of, because you're carrying pain with you that can affect you and what you do and how you interact with people. So, you know, seek a therapist, talk to someone, or it doesn't have to be a therapist. It could also be, you know, somebody that you feel you can trust with your information, who will also give you good information and give you good advice and help you through your trauma. Don't just go through it thinking that it's just going to disappear. It's like if you have some type of illness, you know, with another organ in your body, you can't just sit down and say, well, it's gonna come, it's gonna go. No, you will go to the hospital and you will get treated. And that's the same way it is with your mental health. Take it as something that actually can get treated, you know, and seek help, and it really can help relationships. Like if you have a partner and you guys are, you know, not meeting eye to eye on certain issues, and you know, you find certain things just strange. Why is this person not understanding that this is actually, you know, good for us or something? It can help. It can help to see someone, see a therapist, see, you know, because I find that a lot of people, especially Nigerians again, do not seek therapy at all. There's so many people in even marriages, for example, that are in such bad marriages in Nigeria, and they literally just bear it and, you know, maintain toxicity in their homes, pass toxicity onto their children, and end up raising, you know, children that are just traumatized and that end up becoming adults just like them. And so it's like a cycle. So you need to break that cycle. You being more aware now, you can do something to break that cycle. Don't, you know, raise children in a toxic home. Go for therapy, do something about it, and see how, you know, you guys can become a healthier family, right? And I've not even just heard, I know for a fact that like 95% of Nigerian couples do not do any form of therapy at all. They literally just bear their problems, live in a toxic home, and just, you know, they don't do any form of therapy. They don't believe in it. When they have problems, sometimes they will say, what, you know, or if you even say, okay, are you going to see a mental health therapist or a mental health, you know, something, they will go, oh, am I a mad person, and things like that. So it's just helpful to do something to take the mental health seriously, and you know, you will see that it will really help you thrive and help your relationships generally, and it will just help you to have a better life. So I think that's where I'm going to end this podcast today. So thank you so much for listening to this point if you did. And so do consider sticking with me. You can find my podcasts on Spotify, yes, Apple, Google, I think Castbox, Radio US, and wherever else that you get your podcasts from. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day. Bye.